It's Showdown Joe, and my personal favorite WrestleMania moment was when Ricky Steamboat and Macho Man Randy Savage fought for the Intercontinental title. Oh, there's so many that were just like highlight reel stuff. I mean, you know, Jake the Snake Roberts against the Honky Tonk Man was just, I was a huge Jake the Snake Roberts fan. But at the same time, I mean, can you really argue with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat against the Macho Man Randy Savage? I mean, it's like folklore. You talk about that fight, and everyone knows where they were when that fight took place. It was just one of those matches that stole the show from the main event, and it was one of those fights that just showed everything about, you know, sports entertainment and professional wrestling, where people had no idea what these guys could do, and they put on a spectacular show, and, you know, it is one of those fond memories that I have as a child.
This time, in front of the largest audience in the world, I will not only embarrass you, not only pin you with the 1-2-3 count, but I'm going to put you out of wrestling for good. Oh, yeah, Dragon. I am the Lord and Master of the Ring.
Andre and Hulk Hogan that sold that pay-per-view, right? I mean, Steamboat and Macho Man had nothing to do with it, really. I mean, it was an intercontinental fight, but it was you know, Andre and Hogan that sold that pay-per-view. Could he slam him? Would his back go out? It's Andre the Giant, the heel, and all that jazz. And then next thing you know, these two guys, you know, Steamboat and Macho Man, put on this performance where people were kind of like, they were taken to a different planet and just freaking out how amazing it was. And then by the time it got to the main event, it put pressure on Hogan and Andre to make sure they live up to the fact that, hey, you sold this pay-per-view, you better put on a good performance, you know, and they did.